Brady Dix, the head girls basketball coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here today as we take a look back at what was a fantastic season for the Titans this past year. Got ranked all the way up to number two before the injury bug kind of hurt them in coach's first year. So first of all, Brady, congratulations. A great year. Second, thanks for everything all season long, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, not a problem. And we definitely appreciate all the coverage.
Coach, you mentioned it. You guys got off to that great start, ranked up to number two in the state in Class 3A, and then, Class 2A, and then the injuries just, they kind of bit you guys a little bit this year.
Yeah, you know, it's just unfortunate that it had to happen that way, but we do understand injuries are part of the game, and it's kind of funny that our seniors chose the theme this year of no excuses. And then we had just about every possible thing thrown at us for us to make those excuses. But the girls did a great job of just, you know, taking it one day at a time. And regardless of an injury or, you know, COVID or things like that, we kept getting after it day in and day out. And, the injuries did hurt probably a little bit, but I was really proud of how we just kept going.
Coach, you got probably a slight chance to work with them a little bit during the offseason because of all the COVID stuff. Did you anticipate the kind of start to the season that you guys had? You went out and kind of rolled through Storm Lake, beat, I thought, a pretty good Audubon team, knocked off a pretty good South Hamilton team, and then East Sac County to kind of open up the season. So not an easy schedule, but you guys, in a way, kind of cruised through those first about five or six games.
Yeah, that's a great point. To be honest, I knew that going into this year, it'd be important to have a really good off season, just because we were going to do a lot of things different that the girls weren't used to. And so anytime you can get into a gym and kind of work out some of the kinks before the season starts, that's great. But obviously we only got about 2.5 weeks, and then it was kind of go time. So I was a little worried that we'd have a few growing pains early on, especially, but the girls did a great job of buying into what we were trying to do, and I think that's probably why you saw that fast start. Is we didn't even really look back. It was, you know, Coach Batter, I told him to do something, and they said, all right, let's do it. And I think that's probably why you saw that success early.
And Coach, it looked to me early like the defense came out and kind of was doing maybe some of the things that you wanted to do. You held Storm Lake to 22, Audubon to just 48, and South Hamilton to 38. What stood out for you about the defense and the way they were playing early?
You know, the biggest thing defensively was they were just going out and playing. They weren't worried about, you know, who was scoring, weren't worried about you know, if we made a mistake or not. It was just one play at a time. They went out and competed. And I think that was partially because, again, the ideas were so new that, you know, they at times just had to go out and play. And that was when we were at our best. But, you know, I think, too, kind of going back to that injury thing, we were pretty fresh at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
So we were able to play at that high intensity for an entire game. And so that's why you saw, you know, some of our opponents not score as much. And then, you know, we were able to rotate bodies in and stay fresh.
Coach, what impressed you the most about how they executed offense? Because sometimes offense a little bit further behind defense with a new coach and a new system, but your offense was clicking early in the season.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing with the offense was how we shared the basketball. One of the things we tried to instill in the girls is that basketball is a total team game. You can have, you know, great athletes like we do, but it's not enough to just rely on, you know, one or two. So we challenged them to share the basketball a lot, and early on we did that and got a lot of open looks, and we're fortunate enough to have quite a few shooters that were able to knock down some open shots early on.
Coach, I look at like that first loss of the season, a 4-point loss up at Emmitsburg, 48-44. You had a 1-point loss to Humboldt, 68-67. There's a couple of games in there that one or two plays, and all of a sudden you're looking at maybe a 16, 17, 18 win season, maybe a different route to try to get down to Des Moines, but so close to having even a better season than what you had.
Yeah, absolutely. We were unfortunate to fall on the losing end of some of those close battles, but we definitely used that kind of as some motivation going into the postseason. I kept telling the girls, you know, we've been through so many different things and gained so many different experiences, and just because we couldn't get the job done during the regular season, I knew that would be good experience for us going hopefully to Des Moines. And while that didn't work out this year, I think we saw that kind of come to fruition with that experience when we went over to Nottoway Valley and played probably our best game of the year and just went out and competed. I think that's where all that experience from close games kind of finally kicked in. And so I think the girls saw that finally, and hopefully we can use that to continue to build.
I was just going to ask you if the Nottoway Valley was your best game or if there was another game that stood out to you. What other games and what other performances do you think kind of slide in there with that Nottoway Valley game as the best games that you guys played this year?
Yeah, good question. I mean, early on, we were playing pretty good, but I think even though the wins and losses weren't quite the same later in the year as it was early on, there's no doubt that we were a better basketball team here at the end. But, you know, not many people will probably agree with me here, but when we played Humboldt, I thought, for the most part, we played really well defensively and then even offensively too. And then, unfortunately, they had a girl just kind of get hot there in the second half. Then it was a good battle. But that Humboldt game, for sure, and then unfortunately, couldn't put a full game together against Sioux Central, but the first half against Sioux Central defensively was probably the best, other than the Nottoway Valley game that we had played all year. We forced a lot of tough shots, rebounded, and then pushed on offense, and that's all the things we want to do. So now the challenge is to just be more consistent with that night in and night out and put a full 32 minutes together.
Coach, you guys did go into the playoffs limping, literally, watching Emma Anderson walk out to the floor that night. And Riley's been, as you mentioned, Riley and Kylie and Brielle Korolewski, a lot of different players kind of battling through some injuries. But you had to take on a good ACGC team in that opening round, and you guys able to get through that to head to Nottoway Valley. Came in losing three straight to the playoffs, but how were they able to kind of flip that switch and kind of get rolling again a little bit in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, it kind of goes back to that conversation we had with them of we wanted to play our best basketball in the postseason, and the experiences we went through were going to pay off down the road. So they really bought into that, and they just chose. And again, it was really the girls who did this whole thing, but they chose to believe in each other and believe in the team. I mean, you mentioned earlier we got all the way up to number two at one point. And nothing had really changed. It's not like people moved away or half the team was gone, things like that. It's just, yeah, we did have some injuries, but the potential was still there. And so, yeah, they really just kind of got back to the basics, started believing again, and just gave great effort. And you saw us, yeah, like you said, kind of get rolling again. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough the other night. But, yeah, I was really proud of how we were able to bounce back after we finished the regular season kind of on that downhill trend. But, you know, that's definitely tough to lose three in a row and then bounce back the way we did. So it shows a lot about the girls we have.
Coach, did you get everything implemented this year, or is that still going to be kind of part of the process here in this off season?
That's a really good question. You know, I'd like to think we're comfortable with everything that I'd like to do, but with the shortened off season and then kind of getting thrown into the season, plus it being my first year, not quite knowing, you know, how to organize things as far as when to implement certain things, when to save others for later. So I guess to answer your question, we put in everything that we would like to run and do, but next year it'll all be in a lot sooner, so we're hopefully clicking earlier on in the year.
Coach, biggest adjustments for you and learning experiences for you first year as a head coach at the varsity level?
Well, like I just mentioned, that organization piece, just understanding, you know, when to do something in practice versus push it off to another day. And then also just some game management stuff, you know, having a couple go-to plays, and not only for me mentally knowing what to do, but to communicate that with the girls up front, just so, you know, we get to a game night, everybody's on the same page, and it doesn't take me or Coach Bata, you know, yelling something out or telling them what to do. It's just, you know, they kind of know. So I think just a little basketball IQ and some education from the coaches to the girls will go a long way next year as well.
Coach, three seniors on this year's team, Sally Musselman, Brielle Koroleski, and Ashley Hanks, going to miss all three of those young ladies. What did they mean for you, being the first senior class you got to coach?
Yeah, they were, all three of them were just great to have this year, whether it was their leadership, their willingness to just, you know, step up even if something was new and challenging to them. They always were the first ones to, you know, kind of lead the pack. And while our goal was to put up a banner so they could be that first class coming back to, you know, hopefully say, yep, that was the start of it, and now it's continued. While we fell short on that, you know, I told them all the work they did this year isn't going to go unnoticed. And while there's not maybe necessarily a banner on the wall showing their hard work, people will know whether it's, you know, the girls still on the team, the coaching staff, and even the community, they'll know all the hard work they put in and how important it was to kind of flip the script and get this program headed in the right direction.
Coach, going to miss those three, but the cupboard's not going to be bare. Able to play a lot of kids this year. You got seven kids that are going to be coming back. They got quite a bit of varsity experience. Sophie McKinney, Addison Koroleski, of course, Riley Bata, Sailor Steig, and Kylie Schleichman, three of your starters. Emma Anderson, another starter, will be back next year. And then Chloe Judish, a player that I thought was really instrumental coming off of the bench before her injury right before Christmas, also coming back. So you've got four starters and three girls that played a lot off of the bench, so the future looks really good.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as we keep working hard and stay hungry for, you know, hopefully that trip to state and even bringing home a trophy and a banner. As long as they keep that the forefront of their mind, yeah, I think the sky's the limit, and the future is definitely bright at SCC.
What are the off-season plans for you guys?
Well, I'd like to get us working out a little bit sooner, and that includes, you know, some weight training and agility training, more so just for injury prevention, just so we don't hopefully run into a year like we did this year. And then I also would like to get the girls into the gym, just get a lot of shots up. I mean, if you looked at our region this year in the postseason, we were one of the best three-point shooting teams in our region, and I think we shot it at like 29%. So I'd like to see that number go up, and when that does, we become harder to defend, and I think good things will happen if we become better shooters that way as well. But, you know, in year one, the biggest things were to get things implemented the way I wanted them and the way the girls could be successful, and also to kind of build back up the excitement around the program. And I know you weren't there the other night in Nottoway Valley, but to see our side of the stands, and I mean, our fans stood up most of the second half, and the girls were excited, and we've got the youth excited. So Definitely headed in the right direction, and we'll have a big summer this summer, and hopefully good things to come.
Well, Brady, I tell you what, it's been a fun first year. Looking forward to the future. Enjoyed working with you and looking forward to getting to do that a lot more in the future. So thanks again for everything. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Brady Dix again with the South Central Calhoun girls basketball team.